Hey everyone, and welcome to Why Did Hannah Pray commentary audio. We all know or have heard the story of Hannah, right? We heard of her, I want to say, arch nemesis Penina, how she really embarrassed Hannah with the taunts of her always giving birth to a child and Hannah being barren. And Hannah was very sore in this place in her life. She knew that something was withheld from Yahshua, from her. And when Yahshua answered, it was kind of like, okay, well, God, I thank you. I'm going to keep my vow. And she did that, right? But Hannah did something when she got done eating, right? Let's go to 1 Samuel 1 and 18. And it reads, "And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, Samuel saying, because I have asked him of the Lord, and the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up. For she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and therefore abide forever." I want to say something. The reason why Hannah was so steadfast and remaining to keep her vow to God, because God answered not only her prayer, but he caused that prayer to be a blessing to the earth. If anyone knows something about what Hannah did, she not only just stayed and prayed, she worshiped until she heard from God. And when you stay in that place and you worship until you hear from God, heaven has to respond to your cry. And so when Hannah was remembering all the times that she went before the Lord and prayed, and her prayers were not answered to have a son, she had to change her position in prayer. And when she changed her position in prayer, that prayer released God to open up her womb. Now, the Bible tells us that when her and her husband came together, God remembered her. So I really want to encourage the women that feel like God is not hearing your prayer to become a mother. Maybe there are some things that are hindering your qualifications to have a child right now. Come on, we have to be honest, because I'm in that boat right now too. I know that God is going to answer my prayer to be a mother. I know that I will raise kids with my husband. Well, what you have to remember is it's in God's timing. We cannot weep to God and try to force him to move his hand. Yes, we pray over our wounds as women and we have to do stuff, but what are you doing in the times that you're waiting and worshiping? We have to remember that there are times where we have to still work while we're waiting on that prayer to be answered. So I can just imagine what Hannah might have done to prepare herself for motherhood. Did she change the way that she eats? Did she change the way that she looked at Peninnah? Did she take the jealousy out of her heart? Come on now. We have to look at these things. What is progression without results? They don't go hand in hand. So while you are progressing in your weight, what are you giving up in order to level up in motherhood? Are you denying yourself bad foods? Are you getting more into the things that you're supposed to eat, like vegetables, fruit, healthy dietary things? Because before you become a mother, you got to change the mindset and the shift where your body is taking in the right nutrition. Because God wants to see how you're nurturing your body before he allows you to do anything. That's just like, we need God's wisdom. We need his knowledge. We need his understanding. We need him to be real with us, right? Because we don't want to just say, God, I want to be a mom. And then that child comes and we are not prepared to handle the responsibility of motherhood. So while she was praying, God was already answering her prayer. And I want to say this, even when she was praying from a place of distraught before this last prayer came about for Samuel to be born, she had to change the narrative of her worship. Okay, and how are you changing the dialect in your worship to God? It's not just, God, let me be a mom, but God, make me ready to be a mother. God, whatever I am missing in the form of motherhood, let me become sweet. Let me become a parent. Let me show me the ways. You know what? A lot of people want to be something without doing the work. Hannah wanted to be a mom, but she pulled forth the effort in prayer. So whatever she was lacking as a woman didn't make her any less loved by God. She just needed something there that she did not have. And Peninnah showed her that every time she pushed out a child into the earth. She showed her every time she breastfed in front of Hannah, I can imagine, and saying, hey, I have something that shows a wholeness in me and that you lack. So Hannah had to take her eyes off of the torture that Peninnah was giving her. And when she set her eyes far above what Peninnah could ever tell her, she soared in her prayer because she stopped looking at the ridicule that was being thrust upon her. And she started looking to the solution, which is Yeshua. And Yeshua answered her prayer because he heard her in a different way. See, we can go to God and say, God, I want to be a mom. 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 And we lack understanding of what a mother really is. So we don't want to just pursue motherhood. We want to pursue being a good steward over that child. Why are we praying to be a mother so bad? What vow are you making to God concerning that child, like Hannah did? Hannah rested on her face and cried. Even when the priest walked in, he thought she was drunk. And she said, no, I'm praying. And she got lost in her prayer, but not lost to where she was stuck. But she was just, she was praising God and giving him honor and giving him praise to the point where she just started worshiping him. And a lot of times we don't get lost in our worship because we got our eyes on what we came to God for. When was the last time where you just yielded to God and worshiped him just because of who he is and not what he can give us? Your womb is not barren. Your womb is not stuck. Your womb is a producer of life, but it's in God's timing. Start doing the things that a mother already does. Take care of your health. Take care of the intake of the food that child will need. Exercise. Get your mental state together for a child. Get your place together for a child. Because when God's timing is right, when you come together with your husband, God will make that thing together, and he will restore any compartment of your wound and in your body that you can't see, that no doctor can be able to tell you it will not come forth. So that is why Hannah prayed and she succeeded, and she did everything that she vowed to do. So in closing, I want to just say that when you pray, pray differently. Don't pray in anguish. Don't pray just because the desire is there, but pray to God. Like, God, I want to be a mom. God, I want this child to lead the next generation of the remnant. God, I want this child to mend the brokenhearted, to have healing hands, to have eyes that will see the gates of heaven that is open. God, I want this child to be the birther of a nation that will not resist what you were saying. And when you do that, I promise you, in God's time, he will answer you. God bless you all.